Das ist das Rotjacken Audio Service.
Matt Fraser, comeback win for KRC against the Pioneers, being down 3 goals, winning in overtime. How would you summarize this game, and what would you take from this game?
It obviously wasn't, you know, you could tell there was a little bit of rust coming off the break, and you know, we've against that team, we always just seem to have trouble with the way that they play, and you know, we maybe kind of try to get ahead of ourselves a little bit, but you know, at the end of the day, you kind of wake up and you know, it feels like you got 2 bonus points out of it in a game where, you know, really maybe we didn't deserve any points. So we'll take the points. We'll kind of move on and take the good from it. And you know, also too, like, I'm really proud of our guys for not quitting. And you know, since I've been here, that's always been kind of the standard that we have, is it's not over until it's over. So I'm really proud of the guys that we still managed to get the job done.
Next job to be done is in Asiago Friday night. Tough spot to play.
Yeah.
What can we expect from that game? Also, like, how do we expect Asiago to play? We've taken 9 points.
For sure, yeah. Well, I think it'll be very similar to Vorarlberg. I mean, you know, obviously we know where Asiago is in the standings, and you know, but there's important points to be had for us. So it's going to be it's a long day. It's a long road trip, but you know, we gotta show up there and be ready to go right away. And the harder we make it for them at the start, I guess the easier that the game will be kind of as it goes. So you know, they'll be excited. I think it's their last home game of the season, so they'll want to give their fans something to cheer about. But you know, for us, it's just all about us.
You have picked up points in 5 consecutive games against Asiago, 10 points overall. Is this a opponent you kind of feel good to play against?
You know what? I don't really know. I think you just, whoever you're playing against, you're just trying to do whatever you can to help the team win. And for whatever reason, it's, you know, I've managed to get some points against Asiago. But like I said, it sounds cliche, but the only points that we're worried about are the 3 points of the win.
One of the keys to success for KRC this season has been the power play, which has been almost through the roof numbers with Jan Muršok in the lineup. Now he's out of the lineup. Mm-hmm. But we've seen yesterday that it works, 50% PP, your PP goal there. Mm-hmm. What are the key facts we have to focus on talking about PP without Jan Muršok?
Yeah, well, I mean, first off, you can't replace a guy like Jan. Just what he brings to the dressing room, what he brings to the team on the ice, and everything like that. So it's tough to replace that. That being said, you know, it's the next guy up, and that's always been our mentality here. It's, if someone's hurt, someone's injured, it's the next guy up. So, and we added Clarkey to it as well, and he's got lots of experience. So, you know, it's just simplifying it. And I think we made a few adjustments with PD being on the half wall for that one timer. That's really changed the look of our power play and given us a little bit more of a threat on the half wall. So for us, just keep shooting the puck. If it's not going the way we want it to, keep shooting the puck, and you know, eventually we'll break through.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Das war das Rotjacken Audio Service.